This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget as we continue our series, Draw Close to God. We're at part 34, and today it is my absolute honor to bring this word from Romans, the third chapter. We're going to start at verse 22. And this is what this incredible word says. If you needed a word to draw you close to God, this is it. Because it's undeserved. Paul says this: we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. This just completely blows me away. Brings so much comfort, so much warmth, so much love in a troubled world. We look at the crises around us. We look at what's going on in North Korea. We look at America's response to North Korea. We look at boats and aircraft carriers being placed in strategic positions. And there, right there, is another conflict. A war of words between two nations. And that war of words could well turn into a war of nuclear bombs being dropped. And yet, as I see that news, I can honestly say, well, there you go. There's no fear. There's no being scared of what this will mean. You carry on fighting. If that's what you want to do, you carry on fighting. You see? The beauty of our Lord is he warned us that this would happen. He says in his word, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And then the end will come. It doesn't matter. As long as you are keeping your eyes on Jesus, as long as you have faith in your Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. This is so important. We are made right, says Paul, with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And that is such an easy thing to do because I cannot live my life without the Lord Jesus. I cannot possibly survive without Christ in my life. It is an impossibility. And for me, I'm not even sure it's a faith anymore. I am pretty sure it's a knowledge in my life. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And it's this next statement that is life-changing, I believe. Because Paul says this, and this is true for everyone. Say everyone. For everyone who believes, no matter who we are. Doesn't matter. You know, I was reading in the newspaper today that there's a young lady who lives in Norway. She's 21 years old. And she is a billionaire. Her father has given her 42% of his company and has given her sister 42% of his company. They are both millionaires, these girls. And they spend all their time partying and going on yachts and doing this and doing that. Wonderful. They may well have a wonderful life right now, but it could end in a heartbeat. And if and when it ends, they can't take that wealth with them. And unless they have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then they are not made right with God. And I would rather, listen to me very carefully. I would rather be made right with God and have not a penny sent to my name than be a billionaire and have the world at my feet, but no faith in Christ. I can say that so easily because it's the truth. It is the whole truth, and it is the nothing but the truth. I can't think of anything worse than not knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true, watch, for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. But Paul doesn't stop there, beloved. He says, I believe, the most quoted scripture that I ever bring. I think if you listen back over my words, over my messages, you will see that I am quoting this scripture all the time because it means so much to me. Verse 23 says, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. That is the truth. We do. Every single one of us has sinned. Not one person in this world, living or past, except Jesus Christ, has the right to point the finger. Not one. Not one person. I don't know. There is nobody. Say nobody. There is nobody in this world, on this planet, that has the right to point the finger. Because we all sin. That's why Jesus said, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone," when they were going to stone that woman. Not one of them could pick up the stone and throw it, because every single one of them sinned and fell short. And that is the beauty of the gospel. None of us have the right to point the finger. None of us have the right to judge. Are you hearing me? Do I get an amen? It is so true. We don't have the right to point a finger at somebody else and say, look what they're doing. We don't have the right to pick out their sin. And that is why Jesus said, take the log out of your own eye before you take the splinter out of your brother's eye. Take that great big log from your eye before you look for that splinter. Every single one of us, all of us, say all of us have sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. But we know that we have been made right with God because we have placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter who we are. Verse 24 says this, yet God, oh Father, yet God with undeserved kindness declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. The Bible says, in the Old Testament it says, for the wages of sin is death. But then came Jesus. Then came our wonderful Lord. And because of his coming, we were freed from the penalty of our sin that was death. Because he sacrificed himself, he was the perfect sacrifice for the Father. He sacrificed himself on the tree. And oh, that sacrifice. And he did it for you. And he did it for me, because he's the perfect Savior. I love and adore my Lord. I love him so much. And you know, when you look at the Bible, when you read God's word, it does something so profound. It sets you free. And when you listen to God's word from someone who is anointed to preach that word will set you free as well. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as you're listening to this word, you are being set free from that which holds you captive. And I want to pray right now. Heavenly Father, I pray for myself and I pray for my brothers and sisters around this globe that declare that they love you. Just declare it now, beloved. Just say, Lord God, I love you. Say it again. Lord God, Jesus Christ, I love you. And if you're declaring that, you couldn't do it except through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, set us free from that which keeps us in bondage, Lord. Set us free, Father, so we can only look toward you. And as you are setting us free, Father, we know this, that we are drawing closer to you. Closer and closer, because you are our Savior. And we love you, Lord. And we worship you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.